That's fun. You guys can actually see the time now. Dang it, guys. If I like this couch, skinny armrest.
I don't like skinny armrests. And I don't like skinny legs either.
Leaning to the side.
You could lay on it if you want. Probably make it more comfy.
Yeah, that would actually.
Your skin's going to stick to the leather.
Like a therapy session. Just sticking laying down on the couch. I don't know. Just things are going all right.
Parker, tell us how you feel. This is therapy session.
That's a real technique in therapy. It's like laying down. Freudian or something.
Freudian is like...
I think it's like kids loving like their mother. Mom. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things he did, and it like went viral. But he's made lots of progress. He's like very...
A Freudian slip is where you say one thing, but you mean your mother.
What?
No, it's when you accidentally say the right, like the truth.
Yeah. Freudian slip. He's done lots of great stuff, but everyone remembers him for his like mother loving.
Oh, Freud loved his mother?
No, he didn't, but he just said that's like every... It was a whole thing. But there's some technique. Someone does, there was like this
just him
technique of therapy where someone just lays down on the couch and talks to themselves, basically.
Oh, talks to himself?
I mean, there's a therapist there, but he's kind of just listening and is like prompting questions.
It's like The Great Gatsby.
It's like, you ever seen Good Will Hunting?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
It's a great movie.
Have you ever seen, it's what Michael's doing with Toby in the office. Mm-hmm. Michael's like laying down on a couch and Toby's like sitting there.
And he's just talking.
And like, he's basically talking to himself, but... Toby's like giving him questions or whatever.
Yeah,
I think that was like a nod.
Why do you think
hunting.
That was? Why are you scared to go to the park?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you got to
see my dog there with another boy.
You son of a,
you suck. You suck.
McDonald's.
So weird. I don't understand what they're doing.
What
McDonald's?
When do they do that?
The McDonald's.
See, it's McDonald's.
Oh, because they're a W restaurant.
Because it's some anime thing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a W.
W McDonald's.
Let's go get some McDonald's. Can I have a Whamburger?
You have to say it differently, though. I can't have a Whamburger.
That's exactly what I said.
Can I have
exactly
a Whamburger? Two different ways of saying it.
Whamburger? Whamburger?
Parker said he wants to build the studio now.
Really?
Yeah, so that'd be down.
Want to use your hands?
Yeah.
Get to work?
I want to have a table... I want us to have a nice table. Yeah, that's nice really chairs. All I've ever wanted.
When we have friends over, we can turn it into a Dungeons & Dragons table.
Yes.
Have you seen those, like, on Instagram? I saw this guy that makes Dungeons & Dragons, like, tables. They have, like, hidden compartments and, like...
Whoa.
People really get into Dungeons & Dragons.
There's lots of dungeons inside of the table.
It's like role play. You, like, pretend to be your character and, like, talk in an accent.
They
stuff.
Love it.
Talk in an accent.
I wonder how it goes when you're like leaving one of those sessions. Like, at what point do you break character?
Yeah,
never.
You get into the car and you're like, oh, all right,
time to go home.
Or you just exit as the character.
I don't even know how the game works. How do you play?
No idea.
I don't know.
It sounds fun though.
Yeah. Are there any winners? But there's a lot.
It's
of
just
losers,
a story
that's for sure.
Seems like.
I just saw this.
Seems like a learning curve that
show
I'm not willing to.
Video on Instagram for a new movie.
Oh, well, thanks for sending it to.
I didn't watch
to
the trailer.
Our database.
It's just a name that really.
If it's not in our database, we can't put it on our new TV.
Oh, my goodness.
Gavin,
it's called.
You're going to make me hack into the mainframe live on the podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm in.
And he's in.
It's called The Long Game, and it's a golf movie.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's basically, I don't know what the time period is.
Is it with Owen Wilson?
Show me. No, who's the guy that plays Superman's dad that dies in the beginning of Superman?
Super niche.
Superman's dad.
The guy that's the villain in Spider-Man.
Ooh.
That becomes the Falcon.
Oh, yeah. He's a very famous actor.
Yeah, super famous.
I don't remember his name.
Wait, what did you say?
The guy that's the villain in Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
That guy's in it. The guy who's in McFarland USA, the track or cross country.
Oh, I saw that movie.
Yeah. Vulture was the primary antagonist in the
antagonist. Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Very famous.
He played... Wasn't he also Batman?
It doesn't matter.
He played Batman. No, maybe not. But he is the coach, I think, in the Long Game.
Wow.
Oh.
He's in a lot of coach movies.
Get out of town right now. Gavin, you get in your car and you leave town.
I have a hard time believing that they're going to be able to make a movie about kids getting better at golf entertaining.
Yeah.
It's funny when they're already amazing or when it's you're
funny
doing
when
like
they really suck.
Joke
funny
videos. But how are you going to do it when it's like, oh, I need to get better at this. I'm going to hit the range.
Yeah. It's just a documentary of some range sessions.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Well, they made a year and a half. Do you remember that track movie?
Yeah, but that's different.
McFarland, right?
Yeah,
McFarland.
I think it's more so the story of the characters rather than the actual
sport.
Yeah,
that's probably what this is going to be.
Yeah, probably going to be some like thing. Relationships, yeah, dynamic.
Somebody.
He's probably going to have an affair at some point.
No, I think.
With one of the.
I think one of the boys on the golf team.
What?
Is going to date his daughter.
Oh, okay.
Probably. There's like one guy.
So
that
there's probably like,
like
lots of like life metaphors in the. Well, you see, son.
When you
want to swing the
great,
golf club.
With a great swing comes great responsibility.
With a great smack.
Yeah.
Comes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something.
He probably like threatens him with golf metaphors, like subtly.
I'm going to add three strokes to your game if you...
I am going to... Something about a sand trap.
I'm going to break your putter.
No. Not threats, Gavin.
I thought you said threats.
Metaphors.
Oh.
Golf metaphors, where he's like trying to intimidate the metaphors. Kid.
Oh, gotcha.
But
gotcha.
Not outrightly. He's like, you see this tee? And he hits the golf club.
He does something. The kid does something bad, and he's like, you're really in the sand trap now, son.
Yeah.
You're really on the fringe now.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, but it's after you're about to hit the stroke limit.
Yeah, something like that.
You better watch it. No.
This is only a par 4, and this is stroke 7.
One more stroke, and you're out.
One more stroke, and you're out. I wonder something if like I'm going to have to cut.
No. It's golf.
I don't know.
Guys, we've been playing a lot of golf.
Yeah.
Next week's a big week for golf and for the guest boys.
This week.
And for their girlfriends. Is Sunday considered this week or next week?
No,
it's this
I guess
week.
It is. This upcoming
Sunday
week.
Is this week.
This week.
Sunday is part like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Sunday,
Thursday.
Monday.
You don't start Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
that's
Thursday, Friday.
Saturday, they call Sunday Monday. A weekend, though. That's what they say.
Sunday, then we start again.
In Spanish,
Sunday,
it's
Monday,
Lunes,
Tuesday,
Martes,
Wednesday,
Miracles.
Saturday.
Oh. Lunes is Monday.
Friday, Saturday, then we start again.
Uh-huh. Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, but the weekend
Sunday, Monday, then we start again.
It's part of the weekend.
Monday, Sunday, then we start again.
Friday, Saturday.
All right, whatever. So this Saturday, big day for golf, big day for the Gas Boys.
Big week for Parker.
Big week for Parker.
Tuesday to Tuesday.
Oh, you, Parker, why don't you let him know what's happening?
It's a big week. Mariah's coming to town.
Mariah's going
to
be in Longview. I mean, in... Beep. They can't know where we are.
They're
going to track us down.
The whole city.
Assassinate us.
But yeah, Mariah's going to be around, so we're going to be able to hang out with her. Listen to this. Saturday. Parker. Mariah, caddies for Parker.
Yes.
Hannah, caddies for Gavin. Haley, caddies for me. Mm-hmm. We do a competition. But we can't tell them.
Who's that?
We can't tell them
what club.
We're not
club. We can't give them any golf knowledge. While
any
we're on
golf
the
knowledge whatsoever.
And we can't make any sort of comment.
Nope. No comments.
Like, wow, this is a short.
No huffing and puffing.
No huffing.
Like,
no puffing.
I wouldn't usually choose that.
Gavin's a huffer.
He loves to huff and puff.
Yep.
No cigars.
No paint.
And no gasoline.
No gasoline, Gavin. Seriously, no markers. No remarks. You just got to get up there and hit your driver 40 yards onto the green.
you're on the fringe.
Yeah, you got
to, like... I was telling
like,
Mariah, I was explaining some of it to her, and I was like, okay, the putter, self-explanatory. She's like,
I don't know what a putter is.
It's like, yes, you do.
We've been to mini
like,
golf.
We've been to mini golf before. And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like,
just grab a club.
Exactly like the one you'd play mini
That's
going
to be
with.
So fun, dude. Like having to hit your 60 degree like 140 yards.
Should
impossible.
We also?
You just gotta blade it.
Play with the bad cards, good golfers thing.
No, that would be too much.
Too much.
That might be just fun though.
We could do that at a different time.
A different time.
We should let them putt for us sometime.
Yeah,
maybe this time different game, but
just not when we're close to the
so many opportunities.
Not a
that would be a really funny video if we. If
are we
we
doing 9 or 18?
That would just be. A
we're doing 18.
So make a video
fun.
Out of it.
We're doing 18, right?
Yeah,
we'll do 18. It's at Wood Hollow, which is a tough course to have to do challenges.
And we
at.
Can't do six.
We're talking about six.
We cannot let them touch a club, like swing a club, otherwise we will be banned.
Yeah, we will never play golf in this city ever again. Wood Hollow is the guys that got mad at us when we had a...
We didn't even do anything. Hey,
we didn't even do anything yet.
Is there a reason you're touching the camera?
Yeah, how about we take our hands off the camera?
Sorry.
How about we think about our actions before we do
that? Before we do... Oh, think about it, Gavin.
Huh. I don't think you wanted to do that.
Is that something you want to have done? Interesting.
But yeah, Parker's got to call the golf course and make sure that... What?
Why don't we call him right now?
I don't know. That's just centered right on your crotch. Oh. You're a spread eagle right now.
You guys.
I always crop it, though.
YouTube viewers are in for a treat.
No, no. I do not treat the YouTube viewers.
Oh.
We're playing pickleball.
What made you think
this afternoon. What made me think about that?
Yeah.
Because we're all sweaty. And Parker's complaining about how sweaty he is.
Oh, no, so sweaty.
Parker's like, oh, I'm going to go home and grab my laptop real quick and take a shower.
I didn't shower.
Pickleball's fun. Guys.
I know. If you showered and put on the same clothes, that would be weird.
I would be impressed. Commitment. Because it would erase the point of the shower.
Yeah,
it would just be to smite us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or whatever.
To smite. I took a shower. Boom. Just like that.
Lightning.
Christian.
What?
Christian
glanced over pickleball real fast.
Yeah, pickleball was great. Wonderful pickleball.
Yeah, Christian did.
Christian just.
He did not have a fun time today.
Yeah, I did.
He had fun. Good. That's the attitude.
That's the right attitude.
I had great fun.
Hannah played for the first time today.
Yep. That was awesome.
Haley was out there.
You got to get her a paddle.
Yeah, you do. She was good.
Yeah, she did
for
great.
For her first time. She's been around the sport. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, her family plays.
It's in her blood. Yeah. It runs through her veins. It
runs through her Canadian blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I've had a wonderful last week or so. Left for Florida last week. Beautiful state.
I love that place. Big Florida now. Big Florida guy now.
Big Florida guy. I was saying we need to go back. When you take a boys trip to Florida, boys and girls trip, and everybody trip. Gas boys trip to Florida, guys, seriously.
Everyone gas boys, come on. Go Florida.
But yeah, we were in kind of like the Orlando area. Did a bunch of activities, went swimming and whatnot.
Sounds awesome.
It was awesome.
Fun stuff.
Then yesterday, went and saw Dune 2.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Wonderful movie. Austin Butler is quickly becoming one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, he does good.
That new Bike Rider movie he's going to be in, that looks like it was going to be good. Little trailer we saw.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Dune 2, one of the best movies I've ever seen. Dune 2 was one of the best movies I've ever seen. Maybe the best movie I've ever seen.
46 minute. I looked it up earlier. I don't remember exactly.
2 hour 46?
2 hour 46 it went by. Minute runtime. It went by so fast.
It didn't drag on at all. That was my complaint with the first one. It was like fun, but really slow, and I just didn't really like most of it. This movie was nonstop, dude. Like, start to finish, had me hooked. So many different storylines, so many different action scenes. It was like they would mention something, and then the next scene they'd be doing it. Like, they didn't take mm-hmm. time to do boring stuff. It was just, they have so much action to pack into this one movie, the two and whatever hours. So it's like, you got the important stuff, and there's still, like, beautiful, slow moments, you know, and it's like, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't rushed. But
it wasn't rushed.
Like,
by any, and it wasn't like a Michael Bay, just, like, explosions all the time, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was still tasteful and still had, like, good meaning and everything, but it was never at any point just, like, politics and, like, I feel like the first one was just, like, desert politics and whatever. This one was not the case. It was so, so good. I was very impressed.
I'd be down to go watch it.
I'd go watch it again.
I'd watch it again.
We could watch it tonight. I don't care.
Let's get out there. You know what? We deserve a movie night. I don't think Haley would like it very much.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Mariah asked how it was, and I was like, I loved it. You would hate it.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
I think that Haley would like it not in the theater. IMAX was intense, dude.
Yeah.
I love it. You can feel it in your bones.
Some of the, yeah, the when the bass is rumbling.
Yeah.
That's how I like to watch my movies.
Oh, dude. Some of those moments.
To go to Tyler.
When they're flying the helicopters, you could feel it.
Yeah.
Because the helicopters in this thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, spoiler alert.
Gavin, they have space travel.
They're not like actual helicopters. They look like bugs. They look like dragonflies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They just buzz around.
Yeah, I don't know. This one seemed like action enough to where it wouldn't be boring.
Oh, no, it was not boring.
To someone who only likes the action stuff. Like,
yeah. But it was still like they did a good job. It wasn't just like action for the sake of action. Like, it wasn't like they're just going crazy just for the sake of entertaining people. It was like all meaningful. But the thing is, I don't think you could have a movie like this that's just pure action-packed without having the 3 hours of politics that you had in the first movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like that one, it was like you had to watch it because it created way for them to just go crazy with...
Yeah, makes sense.
Like, make this one just start to finish.
Gosh, let's watch it again tonight.
Absolute thriller.
I won't watch it
tonight. Absolute joyride. I loved it, dude.
I don't think so.
Dang it, Kevin.
You don't think what?
I don't think Hannah would want to go watch it tonight.
Oh my gosh. Hannah doesn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Where do you get that?
Home. My house.
What is Shamrock Shake just now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, guys, seriously, do some celebrating. Not too much, though.
If you're Irish.
Head out to the pub.
I think I'm Irish.
No way.
Every white guy's a little bit Irish.
Pretty sure we're Irish.
I'm like Irish, German, all the, you know, same. All the default white countries.
Big melting pot over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Over here.
But hey, I'm American.
American first.
I'm a Floridian first, then a Texan, then an American.
speaking of Americans, America's banning TikTok.
Yeah. I did see that.
The House actually passed the bill.
Instagram
Reels,
I think, is better than TikTok. No.
I do. I never have had TikTok.
Me neither.
Because I'm more mature than most.
Yeah, more mature than Christian, for sure.
Yeah. So
it's
I just
use better guy, just better person.
Yeah.
Christian really likes the Chinese.
Oh, I love the Chinese.
Have you seen this
Chinese
video?
Country.
Great food.
Of Nancy.
Oh, my gosh. She looks...
Oh, she doesn't look very good.
I thought she was done.
She looks skeletal.
She's just not like the leader anymore.
She's not the
I think she decided like this is her last... time running.
She's still
she
wants
the
clout.
She's about to keel over.
Keel over?
Not die. An attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better.
What?
Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
That was actually sick. That was actually bars.
What does that even mean?
Tic-tac-toe.
It's not
a winner.
Tic-tac-toe.
Is that tic-tac-toe?
A winner.
No, it's TikTok like the clock.
No, I know. TikTok is the app.
Yeah.
Tic-tac-toe. Is that the one where you do X's and O's?
Yeah.
She
went tic-tac-toe, a winner.
A winner. It's like a diagonal win.
Yeah. I don't know what the...
What is the tic-tac-toe?
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok.
You know she has TikTok.
No, I don't think she has TikTok.
Maybe she... That was a big complaint, was that government, like House representatives or Senate, people in the Senate, had TikTok on their government phones.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, because it's...
Because it can
Chinese spyware.
Depends on, you'd have to read through the fine details, but something about your camera can be accessed at any time as well as your microphone.
Really?
When you have the app. Mm-hmm.
If you have the app?
Yeah, that's why they were saying they didn't want it.
Why does Joe Biden have TikTok?
On government
phones.
That's
what I want to know.
Yeah.
He calls the Chinese.
I don't think the Chinese have anything really useful they want to be listening to me for. I think the average citizen.
Never know.
Maybe if I got in trouble and they used it against me,
they couldn't.
Something crazy I said.
What if? Yeah, I don't know. But they're just trying to like influence us.
Yeah, I cannot be influenced.
I think that's why the algorithm picks up things you talk about, and you're like, oh, I was just talking about this. How's it already on my phone? Because you're talking it. Here's what you're talking about.
I don't think that is doing that. I don't think
that would not be that crazy.
What'd you say?
When you're talking.
He said Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
In TikTok.
Give him an ad.
Or Instagram. I don't know if Instagram does it. But doesn't it always seem like whatever you're thinking about
thinking.
Or you talk about just pops up on
the
your
machine
feed?
It knows.
Yeah. I don't know.
Here, let's say boogers 75 times each and see if our phones start popping up with booger reels.
Why would we say that?
Oh my God.
Because that's the real test. Who's looking at reels that would happen to have boogers?
How to become a millionaire.
Booger, 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 booger.
Do you like cows or something?
We're all going to get booger ads on our Instagram now.
I know, that's what I'm saying. If it really does listen and it starts popping up with booger stuff. I've never had anything related to boogers on my Instagram reels.
Okay.
I promise, guys.
Sounds like somebody who loves booger reels would say. So
that's exactly what he would say if he were
you guys, if we were... Okay, I have a question. If we were to go get food right now... What would you guys order? Okay.
Gavin is
so
hungry.
You guys want burgers, pizza, or ants?
Gavin loves to see if we're ant eaters.
Dude, I do not want any food right now.
Really? Yeah, after that burger?
Christian's burger, the Shamrock Shake.
What do you mean Christian's burger?
It was yours that you didn't want.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I didn't want it.
And then sparkling water.
You guys, Shamrock Shakes are delicious.
Concoction. It's like in Ratatouille when he closes his eyes and you can see the flavors
like
dancing around in his
the
head.
The cheese. The
That's
strawberry.
What's going around in Parker's stomach.
Except
for
McDonald's.
Mix,
McDouble.
It turns,
Shamrock Shake.
It turns wicked.
Sparkling water.
McDonald's
Shamrock,
in his stomach.
Shamrock Shakes are actually sugar-free. Did you know that?
I actually did know that.
Shamrock Shakes are my favorite.
I asked for a sugar-free one. I said, okay.
And then they just gave you a regular one?
Yeah. I've had poor experiences at fast food lately.
It's getting worse.
Or just at food service in general. People don't really like interacting with people, it seems.
No.
I'm a big interacting with people guy.
Parker, or not Parker, Christian got really upset almost at our waiter today.
Oh, no, I liked that guy. He was not an example of this.
I know, that was funny, though.
That was, yeah.
Christian was, like, going to get fired up. He's like, no. So we go to lunch.
Because he was telling me what she ordered, and I was like, no, I know what she ordered.
We go to lunch today.
No, it was chicken.
At a Mexican place.
What was that?
Yeah.
Called Rudy's. And
Ruby's.
Ruby's. Yeah. Neither of those sound right. But Ruby's.
Ruby's is right, though.
And the first six people to order the exact same thing.
Thanks for ordering for me, you guys.
You were tacos with
steak.
We're
taking forever.
You were taking long.
But why would you not order for me?
Because I didn't know what you wanted.
Of course I
wanted
the same thing.
They said steak, steak, steak. Everybody said steak, except for the last three.
Steak tacos.
Steak tacos.
They come out,
bring
the
food out. Comes out, sets the plates in front of everybody, and he sets one in front of Haley, my girlfriend, who's sitting right next to me. And he says, I'm not going to do it. He says, chicken.
No, he said, what's pork in?
No, he said chicken. He said that she got chicken.
Grace got chicken. He said Grace got
chicken.
Oh, yeah. Pollo. Pollo y carnitas.
I don't know.
Carnitas.
Whatever. It doesn't matter, Gavin. Seriously.
Just, no.
Basically,
let's get to the bottom of this.
Sorry. Let me say the meat that he said.
All I know is that it wasn't
so
steak.
So he said chicken. He's like, chicken for you? I was like, oh, she got steak. He's like, nope, she got chicken.
No, it's chicken.
I was like, this one's supposed to be steak. He's like, no. I was like, what? Like what? And then
his face was getting red.
Like,
he was like,
bah! And like started like laughing.
He started jumping up and down. Boom.
I just kidding. And everyone, bah! We were laughing and laughing and laughing.
Oh, it was pretty funny.
Didn't tip him, actually. Didn't give him any tip. He had me frustrated. Just kidding. I thought he was awesome. He's not an example of what I'm talking about.
He was
a great
nice guy.
I think he was like the owner. He seemed like the owner or whatever.
They were very quick.
He was giving owner.
Yeah. He was giving owner. But no, like food service workers, they just don't really want to make eye contact with me. And not really that polite.
When we went to Chick-fil-A yesterday, you and I both.
Perfect example.
I was talking, like, the girl taking my order, and I, like, could not tell if she was looking at me, and she would just, like, be silent.
It was like...
And, like, expect me to, like...
Her eyes going in two different directions.
Yeah, I don't know if that was...
That's not... She just had a lazy eye, Park.
No, she didn't, dude.
You were just discriminated.
She did not.
But why
have...
was she not at least one looking at him?
No,
I
but
don't know.
I had the same experience. She's like, wasn't really looking at me.
No.
Gonna, like, look around.
And was like, she said something. I was like, oh, whoops.
Like, are you waiting for me to do something? Or are you waiting for something to happen? Do I need to leave?
Yeah. No, that did happen. She did the same thing to me, but they were talking about their hair. And
oh,
she's like, well, my hair's not thin. It just
they're
looks
so
like
fired.
This because I was rushing to work because I was going to be late.
It's so funny that
but
your
I,
hair looks thin because you were rushing to work.
Yeah, because it was wet. And so she just had to put it up while it was wet. That's what she said. And she's counting my change at this point, so I'm like, you are not really focused on counting my change and give me
you
the
might
right
give me
bills back,
cents.
So
yeah.
Just focus on that right now.
You say that?
No.
Of course not.
Because I made sure I checked.
Because he has a negative Canthal tilt. Gavin has prey eyes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah. But that's really it.
That's it. Did you hear the reggae music that was playing in the parking lot as we were walking out?
No.
Like the boop.
When? At Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. I was like, I started like dancing to it.
Yep.
And it was the guy in the car next to me.
Ooh.
And he looked at me and we looked at each other.
Like, this guy knows music.
Yeah. That happened to me in traffic the other day. Not the other day. It was the other year. It was last year. And it was right when we first moved to Longview. I might have talked about this on the podcast.
Maybe.
But there's this girl that like pulled up next to me and she was like dancing. Like to this song in her car, like dancing to it. And I like looked over and we made eye contact. And she's like looked all embarrassed and like stopped. And you're like, and then I like started dancing with her. And she's like, ah, I started dancing too.
That's pretty funny.
And then it wasn't awkward or anything. Because what would have been awkward is if we wouldn't have
started
gone.
Dancing.
We were stuck at the red light together. And it's like, all right, I'm going to stop now. And then you don't look back at her. But it was perfect time. We start dancing. Ah, I start laughing. Green light. We both take off. Never see each other again.
Funny.
It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah. It's like
fun
when humans interact.
Wow.
Crazy. But you don't
you
get
never
that
know
anymore.
What's happen.
No,
people are just like, here's your change. You can stick around if you want.
You know what's crazy? I've been to McDonald's three times in the last couple weeks because of the
crazy.
Shamrock Shake. But every time,
it's not
they
that
are
good.
Super nice to me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, very personable. Like, oh, here's your change. How you doing? Good. How are you? Whatever. Talk. Oh, here's your shake. Oh,
it's
thanks.
Not like
I mean, it's
McDonald's
not a super long stories. Exchange, but they are very nice.
That's good. I love when that happens.
Yeah. I'm like, here's a tip. just in the drive-thru.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was 11 o'clock, so.
They had energy at 11. Tired. And their ice cream machine wasn't broken at 11.
I know.
I was That's like, the craziest thing I've ever
I'm
heard
so
in my
worried
life.
That they're not going to make a Shamrock Shake. No this Shamrock. McDonald's over here by our house, mm-hmm. all of our houses, not yeah. the one down there. That one sucks.
That was closer to my house.
This one?
Yeah.
One closer to your house.
They are great. Suck. They really? Always have everything.
Yeah, the one on 4th Street or whatever mm-hmm. by Eastman or on Eastman.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. one isn't good ever.
No.
And then the one on my street, not my street, but on my side of town. On
We've been blessed with a good McDonald's.
Yeah.
Amen.
So while you were in Florida,
don't point at me.
Hannah and I went to Fort Worth for Dan and Shay and Ben Rector concert. Here.
It's a wonderful place.
Ben Rector, great performer.
Killed it.
40 minutes. He's an opener. Destroyed but he did 40 it. Minutes.
Oh, that's not very much.
It was great.
Remember when Surfaces did like 3 hours for us?
They did not do 3 hours.
No way.
It was a good set.
It
though.
Was a good set. Laney did like 2 hours.
Is yeah. Frank Forrest Frank still Laney part of Surfaces? Best.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like their boy.
Really? He literally is half Surfaces.
It's just two of them.
Are you yeah. serious? I thought it was like five.
No.
That band is just people they hired?
I think so.
Good band. But Ben Rector was really good. And then Dan and Shay, who we were just going because it was their concert and Ben yeah. Rector was going with them. And Hannah really wanted to see Ben Rector, so that was her birthday present.
Woo!
Was the concert.
Yeah.
And Dan and Shay, great. I don't know any of their new songs, but a lot of their songs get played on the radio. Great concert. I'm not a concert guy.
Really?
Not.
Are you serious?
Fan. Yeah. Well, I've only been to a couple, and they were not good.
Which ones?
Well, Country Music Festival doesn't really count.
Not a concert. Poor.
But I went to Toby Mac, my first concert ever.
Also
bad
poor.
Experience.
Really? What did you throw up?
I just sat there, and I was like, whatever. I was 16, and... Yeah. Also, so I hadn't been listening
to be listening to Toby Mac.
I had not been listening to Toby Mac for
a couple
years. I
was at that
years.
Concert as well. Was it Matthew Knight?
Matthew Knight.
Yeah, I was up in
the nosebleeds.
And then he didn't, which this is normal for a concert, but the main person does not play for the first 2 hours.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like, concert's at 6.
So many
they're not
openers.
Playing until 8. Or concert's usually at 7. They're not playing until 9 o'clock. Or at least close to. It's like an hour and 40 minutes before the main person comes out. So that was a bummer. And then, but this time, Dan and Shay. Great concert. Their voices are incredible.
They rock the house.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, not so much Dan. Shay Mooney is the one who has a really good voice, and he mostly is the singer. But he has an awesome voice. And then when we went to see Corey Asbury, he has an awesome voice, too.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
was a good concert. It was a smaller theater, but it was great. So I'd be down to go to
Travis
more
Scott.
Concert. Oh, my God. That would be ridiculous.
Corey Asbury, Toby Mac, Travis Scott. Those are my top three concerts.
Morgan Wallen's going to be in Dallas in July, but the cheapest tickets that are in, it's inside Cowboys
Last
AT&T
night
Stadium.
We let the liquor dog.
$300 for nosebleeds, like the highest seat.
Yeah, in $14. AT&T.
Y'all want to go see Mavericks versus Warriors with me soon?
Game.
Maybe.
April 5th, you want to go?
Maybe.
Decide soon.
Okay. Do you guys want to go to the Stars game?
No, I don't want to go to hockey.
Stars.
I do.
Why would you not want to go?
It's so fun.
How
Everyone's
do you know if
fighting.
You don't like it?
I don't know
it's
that
so
I
cheap,
don't like
dude.
It. I just don't want to drive to Dallas for a hockey gosh. Game on a Thursday.
On a Thursday. So? We have work the next day.
We have to work the next day, all right?
Oh, yeah. I can't go to the Mavericks game because we'd have to leave early on my first day of
yeah,
work.
You said that already.
First week.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did
Whoops.
Too.
Whoops.
But so we went to Dan and Shay.
You and Jeremiah, though, for his birthday?
Yep.
Or Christmas?
For Christmas present.
Nice. Oh, that's where you're going?
Yeah, and because we've been wanting to go. He loves Steph Curry, so they're playing the Warriors.
That'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, big Steph Curry guy. He's going for the Warriors, I'm going for the Mavs. I'm going to wear my Mavs hat that I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
Let's go, boys.
Yeah. Come on, Luka.
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck if he wasn't playing.
I know, bro. They just played. We were going to go to this one in March. They played last week. We were going to go to that one, but we were in Florida, and Steph
didn't play.
Didn't play.
We went to a Trailblazers game where they were playing the Heat. LeBron was sitting because of a groin injury.
Groin injury.
Come on.
So he was sitting on the sideline with like a suit Ray jacket Dier. And fake glasses and a polka dot tie.
Yeah.
Back when they were doing that.
They love that.
He was also wearing a fedora.
No. Maybe he was. I don't know.
Fedora.
LeBron
that was such
a
weird
fedora.
Era.
You see that? You saw that video of him with like those two girls or those two women?
Yeah,
those two?
One of them's the owner.
He literally mouthed. He's like, "Happy International Women's Day."
Yeah,
you could
so,
read his lips.
So funny.
And he was like, first off,
yeah,
just have to say, "Happy International Women's
What's
Day."
What's his wife's name?
I don't remember, but she was
Shakira.
Mad.
It wasn't Shakira. But I saw that, yeah. So, oh, you're a comedian now?
That's pretty funny.
But he's LeBron's actually pretty funny. How he just lies.
He's such a liar, dude.
He just lies so much. That's one of my favorite sayings. Have you ever seen that video?
Sometimes he'll walk into, like, walking down the tunnel, and he's got a book, and he's always on the first page. Of just some random book. He's always on page
really?
One. Yeah, dude.
That's pretty funny.
We went to Honeyberry the next day in Dallas.
Honeyberry.
Concert was in Fort Worth. Go to Dallas. Honeyberry. So surprise Hannah with that, and then
surprise your Honeyberry with some Honeyberry.
Workshopping new nicknames for Haley.
Yeah,
Honeyberry. I think that could
Honeyberry
stick.
Is,
I think that's a pretty that's good one.
Yeah,
but when we're there, so listen, we go in. It's a 45-minute wait. First of all, so we go to Human Bean, get coffee, come back.
They have a Human Bean.
Yeah, dude.
Wow,
that place sucks.
Good coffee. Yeah, I got their cold brew with cold foam. Delicious.
So what?
What did he say?
We come back, sit down. And what do you think? Somebody's going to come attack us?
Yeah, dude. Somebody's got to keep their head on a swivel. Lord knows Parker's not paying attention.
I'm always swiveled.
That's true.
Swiveled.
So we sit down. We're looking at the menu. We order. And as we're sitting there, Hannah goes to the bathroom.
No.
And this guy.
Yeah.
She gets up and leaves. And this guy, this group of two guys and a girl keep looking over at me. And I'm just like, not, I see him in my peripheral, but I'm not looking at him.
Peripheral.
I think it's peripheral.
It's peripheral.
It's not peripheral. It's peripheral.
It's peripheral. Your peripheral, Gavin.
My peripheral?
Yeah.
My peripheral.
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 Yeah.
Whatever. I guess so.
It's like, I prefer to look out the sides.
My peripheral. No, that's not right. You guys are gaslighting me.
It's not peripheral.
You're not gaslighting.
It's peripheral.
Peripheral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody
so
stops saying
I
it,
see
please.
Him.
It's the worst.
I'm definitely it's a
and then finally, I just look up and make eye contact with him, mm-hmm. and I'm wearing my Gas Boys hat, face forward, and they're like, he's like, and I'm like, I point up at my hat, and he's like, and I was like.
He thought I said gay boys.
Yeah.
Two girls and a guy, or two guys and a girl. Definitely
maybe.
Thought I said gay boys.
I was pretty close to him. I mean, it was probably me to... A little further than Parker.
Well, he gave you a thumbs up about your hat?
Yeah.
And then you didn't talk to
him? I did not talk to him. Listen, this is the beginning of our meal. And so I'm waiting. I'm like, okay, maybe he'll come over here. They'll come over here. Because they were
they
done
didn't
eating.
Want to interrupt your meal.
They were done eating and they were drinking mimosas or something for probably 30 minutes.
Are you sure it wasn't just orange juice, Gavin?
Yeah, because that was on the menu was mimosas.
Wow.
And they're just sitting there and I figured they were going to come over and I didn't want to just go over there and be like, hey, so...
You guys know me?
You listen?
Yeah.
Which probably should have just...
You should just be like, what were you pointing at?
Yeah.
Oh, you like it?
Oh, you listen too?
Just say, oh, you like it?
Because then I don't have to be like, oh, you listen to my podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Just
no.
Like, oh, you listen
like,
to the
oh,
podcast?
You listen
to this? You listen to them? Yeah, we listen to your podcast.
What? Guys, seriously, stop.
So, things I should have done that... But if you do listen to the podcast and you were there at Honeyberry... DM us or something and be like, oh, yeah, that was me.
That was me and my boyfriend.
Or
girlfriend.
Be super hilarious. Or be super funny
and don't.
Never tell us and then make me wonder for the rest of my life.
That would actually be hilarious.
That would actually be so
actually
funny.
Guys, do that.
And if I ever meet you again, I will not shake your hand. Because I'll remember your face. I'll remember all your faces. But yeah.
Wow.
So could have been recognized, but who knows? Well, who would say, oh, your hat that says Gas Boys with a gas can? Oh, so cool.
Yeah, who would you
people,
say
other
so
people
cool.
were wearing hats in there.
Mm-hmm. Didn't like those hats.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now did he?
Oh, I have a lot of stuff to talk about.
You have a lot to talk about? What do you got?
I got a lot of stuff.
You have a story from your in-laws.
That's actually hilarious.
Oh, what is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is, man, it's been a long time since we recorded. I almost forgot this.
What was that?
Lots
when
of stuff
Michael's reading
down.
His joke book or whatever, and, or Pam's reading jokes from his joke book.
Oh, and he's like, oh, yeah, that one.
That one, not as funny as you might think.
Yeah, it starts
oh,
off.
Oh, that one is hysterical. Start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, there's a dialogue between a sailor and...
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, so in-laws just got back from a Caribbean cruise. But no, they went into Galveston, went to a bunch of different places, went to Mexico. And then this other one that
Belize.
I cannot remember. Belize. Yeah, so they're in Belize. And you basically have from 8 o'clock when they dock till 4:30, you have to be back on the boat at 4:30. Otherwise, they leave you.
That's a weird time. 8 a.m. they dock?
I don't know.
8 p.m. they dock, and you have to be back at 4:30 in the morning?
8 a.m. they dock.
Yeah, and then 4:30 p.m.
afternoon. Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So they got things planned.
Be back by 4:30.
In Belize, there's they have big zip lining, like big time zip lines. That who knows how sketchy they are.
Big time.
Not me.
Cool zip lines, and then they have
Belize. How sketchy they are.
I know.
Belize, don't go on the zip lines.
They had inner tubes that you'd float down this river and then through caves. So it's a lazy river that goes through these really low caves. Really, it's miles long. So it takes a while to float it. But it's a 45-minute drive from where they docked to these caves. So instead of paying for it through the cruise or whatever, they meet these people there on the island and say, hey, we want to do this.
Belizeans.
Belizeans. These Belizeans on... I want to do this river float, and then we want to do zip lining. And they're like, and we just want to, our group, there's a bunch of us, so we just want to do our own private van or bus or whatever to get there instead of just riding with a bunch of randos. Mm. So they're like, yeah, we can do that. So they get on this van, and they're like, oh, hey, there's four other people from your group or from your cruise that want to join. Is that all right? And they're like, sure, that's fine. So there are these four, like, 20 in their 20s kids from Florida and one of them
O'Rida.
He's a big dude. He's not, he can't do the zipline because he's so big. He's like 370 pounds. Oh, yeah. Like 6'7", 6'8",
big country.
And so he ends up riding up front of this van, and they're all in there and they
the
start
back left seat is in the air.
Yeah, it's just
the back left tire hasn't touched the ground
and miles. So they're on their way to this cave float, this lazy river. And their driver, his name's Brown Sugar, the small, small man.
I thought you were talking, when you first told the story, I thought Brown Sugar was the massive Floridian guy.
Oh, yeah, no, no, no.
My name's Brown Sugar.
No, no.
Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar is the guy driving, really small, skinny dude, maybe like 5'4", lanky, old guy, probably in his 60s even.
Like a desert mouse.
Yeah. And so they're on their way, and Brown Sugar is... They've been driving around for a while, and it's supposed to be 45 minutes, so it's a decent drive. And then they got to do the float, and they got to do zip lines and be back. And they're on their way, and Brown Sugar is, like, slowing down. He's on his phone, and it seems like they're going in circles. So Anthony, of course, pulls out his phone, puts on Onyx Maps, and starts tracking to see where they're going. And he pulls on the map. They're just going in circles.
No way.
Yeah, straight up going in circles. And so Anthony's like, hey, Brown Sugar, what are we doing? Like... You were going in circles. I can see it. We keep passing the same spot. He's like, oh, no, no. We need to meet up with somebody, and we just need to meet up with them. I need to get money from them. He's like, what are you talking about? So then Brown Sugar, the driver, is on the phone making multiple phone calls, and he's not talking in English anymore, speaking in English, which English is their main language there. So he starts talking in some other language.
Some native tongue.
Probably Spanish.
I don't know. I don't think it was Spanish.
It was like right next Spanish. To Mexico.
I don't know, but he's on the phone talking to this guy, and they're in a kind of a sketchy area, and he keeps going in circles, and eventually he pulls the van over, and on the other any Brown Sugar saying, yeah, we need to meet up with this other van and switch vans and put you guys in another van and put other people in this one, and they're like, what are you talking about? No, we're supposed to go to this river float. And you're trying to switch us out, and we've been driving around now for half an hour, 45 minutes in a circle. Like, what are you doing? And so they're getting, everybody's getting pretty upset, and Anthony's like, Brown Sugar, what are you doing? They're all getting pretty freaked out. Like,
Brown Sugar, seriously.
They're in a third world country, and maybe this guy is trying to, like, sell them or something. He's like, I need to collect money. We're going to do a van swap, and there's this big white bus that pulls off to the side of the road, and he's like, no, I got to go talk to him. And Anthony grabs Brown Sugar's shirt and pulls him up. He says, Brown Sugar, you stay in this car, and if you get out, we're taking this van, and we're leaving. And Brown Sugar's, like, trying to get out, and this big guy up front like big dude. They're like yelling at him. They're like, yeah, yeah. If you leave, we're taking this. And Anthony, after he grabs him, he looks at him and he's like, you guys, you everybody with me? If Brownshirt gets out and goes to that van, we're taking this. You guys with me? Everybody's like, yeah. Everybody yeah. in the back, they're like, yeah, yeah, we're like, doing
don't get
this.
Too excited. You're going to break the suspension.
Yeah. And so, the guy in the front
pops the tires. Oh, no, we're screwed.
The Brownshirt's like not talking to him anymore. He's like, he's just completely silent. He's trying to get out and go to this other bus to switch out drivers or something.
He's like holding him by the collar up in the air. Yeah. He's like running like he's on the ground, yeah. moving his feet.
And so they're like yelling at him. Like, Brownshirt, you got to tell us what's going on. Long story short. The other van or the other bus was an other group of Americans. So Anthony goes over to that bus. He's like, Brownshirt, you stay here. I'll go talk to him.
I'll go talk to him.
I'll go talk to
Anthony
him.
Anthony goes over to this other bus and talks to everybody on there. They're all Americans. Mm-hmm. They're on a cruise, too. I don't know if they're with their group. But anyway, basically, there were four people on that bus. They were coming back from the float. And these four people needed to go to the float. So they wanted to put them all on that bus because it had more room, take everybody off the bus that was headed back to the cruise ship on the van. They just needed more room, and they wanted to take the other four people that wanted to go on the float with them. So they just needed to switch
vehicles.
They were
about to hijack the van.
But there was no communication.
Not an airplane, my bad.
He was talking about money.
It was a low jack.
It was a whole bunch of stuff. And so they're kind of freaking out.
Brent
like,
Sugar, if you step, wasn't there if you step foot out of this van.
One of the Florida ladies was like telling Tina.
Oh, telling Tina. Because Tina was in the back with a couple of the other people from Florida. And she was like, man, I like that bald guy. Like, I'm much more comfortable now that he's here. Because everybody was kind of freaking out. Because 45 minutes of just driving around in circles. Talking about how we need to exchange money.
That's crazy. Yeah, you need to get on this van.
Going in circles, we're going to get money from this guy, and you're going
to need to go load up on his bus. We're going to get money from him.
Yeah, you need to go to this. We need to switch drivers, switch buses, whatever. And then he's making several phone calls to somebody else in a different language,
bro.
Yeah. And after he gets off the phone, like Anthony took his phone and was like, you're not making any more calls. You need to tell us what's going on. So... they're about to get kidnapped, but
totally
really.
Imagine Anthony doing that.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That's but, awesome. That's
it was so funny.
Gosh.
They said it's hilarious now to think about and talk about, but they were pretty freaked out.
I bet,
at the
dude.
Moment.
Brown Sugar's gonna sell us.
Yeah, Brown Sugar's trying to sell.
You guys with me?
Yeah.
You guys, if he leaves, we're taking the van. You with me?
Yeah. Yeah, we're with you.
We're taking the van, right? I don't.
I'm not sure.
Van theft? I don't know if I signed up for that today.
Yeah.
Just a river
that's so sick.
Oh, down the monkey river. Dude, there were monkeys.
Oh, yeah. On the float, they're taking a video. You can hear the howler monkeys.
No.
Oh.
That's Parker's worst nightmare.
That's what I said.
Well, Gavin was like explaining it, and he's like, Parker, you would have hated that river float. And I'm just like thinking what possibly.
Oh, you would have hated
I could have hated about the river float. And they're like, oh, monkeys.
Oh, they were howler monkeys. And they were loud.
Nope.
You got to watch the video because they were close.
And if you have a pet monkey, you better not
ever
leave
me
in a room with that monkey because I will.
Somebody ain't leaving.
What?
You leave two monkeys enter, one monkey leaves.
Yeah. I don't even care if it's so friendly because it's gonna snap.
Oh, they did go to an island. Where they had food, they put a monkey on their shoulder, and you had to hold on to the tail. And they're like, don't just, like, kind of hold the tail, like, grip the tail. Because if you let go, that monkey's leaving, like, taking off. So they had to hold on to the tail.
Why?
And they said if he takes anything, like your hat or glasses or if you have anything on, just let him have it. Because otherwise, like, it'll freak out. So I would not let
a
monkey
so
get on my shoulder.
They're so disrespectful.
I know.
Let him have it.
Let him have it. Really?
Yeah, sure. You can have my hat.
Teach
monkey.
This monkey some manners.
One of the monkeys started.
I bet you don't know how to
chewing
load
on
a 9mm.
Chewing on Lacey's hat and kind of tore it up.
Gosh,
I would not.
Unruly.
No way.
I think they're better than us, and they're so
they're so not. So smug and arrogant.
I know.
Throw down with a monkey.
I would throw down with a monkey.
If you're in a room with a monkey, what's your first move?
You watch.
It's just perfectly like
you
it's
go.
Just,
you let it come to you, or you go at it and you beat it up.
Yeah.
You grab its tail
and you just boom.
Aikido. Yeah, I think you go straight for the tail and start whirling it in the air.
And then you see there's a pillar right here, and
depends
I smack it up against that pillar.
You gotta
depends
kill
on
it
what kind of monkey.
You.
If it's, you might be cooked if it's, you know, a gorilla.
I'm
saying a little monkey.
If it's a gorilla, I'm going up into the ceiling.
If it's an ape, one of those, or a chimpanzee.
Chimps, no. You might be dead as well.
Probably. If it's a little monkey.
If it's like a capuchin.
Okay, that might be fine. I've seen a movie.
I don't even think that I would attack a capuchin monkey. We'd just be hanging out.
Because if it tries to do something, it's like, you're so little.
I'll just grab it and throw it across the room.
Yeah.
That's so freaky. God.
Yeah, dude, they are. But like in Jumanji, as soon as you fall asleep, it might kill you.
Jumanji, when that boy turns into a monkey. Remember that?
Parker remembers.
And then the monkeys take over the streets.
No way.
Yeah.
How long are we in this monkey room?
What?
Is it indefinite until one person dies? Until one dies? Why do you need to sleep then?
Oh. I'm just saying, don't fall asleep.
Okay.
If you're really tired.
I would not let my guard down around a monkey.
Makes me sick thinking about. Monkey attack. So on Friday, Parker and I working together. Good stuff. We actually had a job to do.
Really good stuff.
We had to go all the way to Mount Pleasant, hour and a half away. It's 8:00. We go to the gas station, get fuel.
I know what you're gonna say. Fuel.
And we get energy drinks. And
what time is it?
8:00
p.m.
A.m.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Why am I going to Mount Pleasant at 8:00?
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, you were working.
8 a.m. And
I already confessed to him.
Yeah. Parker sits there, gives me a devious look, pulls out a beef and cheese.
No way.
Peels it back.
I've never had a good beef and cheese.
The entire van.
He starts eating it, not even finishing it. He eats half of it. We go back to the store to drop off the
card. Always does that. He does that every time.
And then we sit inside for about 20 minutes before we have to leave for our job. And we get in the van. Smells absolutely wretched, like beef and cheese. It has taken over the entire vehicle.
Parker always makes the worst decisions when it comes to gas station food.
Great, Parker. Now we're going to go into this customer's house, and we're going to smell like beef and cheese because we're sitting
in a
bank.
It was a bank. We were going into a bank.
No, we weren't.
They were not.
Okay, we went to a bank, but then we went to somebody's house. Ugh.
I had to put the wrapper into like one of the cardboard boxes in the back of the van so that it would stop smelling it up.
Dude. Yeah, it was the curse.
It tasted so bad.
Beef and cheese.
Because it used to taste better.
On our way to Dune yesterday, we stopped at the gas station.
You had beef and cheese?
No. And there was a beef and cheese stick. I was like, Parker, it's your bestie. And he was like, I can't.
It has such a distinct smell. Your Corolla kind of smelled like beef and cheese after our trip to Kansas City.
After the Kansas City trip.
Remember when we stopped at that gas station
why did you get a hot dog at the gas station, Parker?
I don't know.
In Nebraska with no AC. It was 90 degrees.
Gas station.
Why did I do that?
Beef and cheese.
I'm not even like a hot dog fiend.
I loved that car.
Nebraska does crazy things to your mind.
Oh, dude. You know what I miss is a Costco dog.
If you pull into this gas station, we're going to steal the car.
I heard, you want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
Well, maybe you'll think it's funny. Linda was telling us this time when she picked up Bryson and Hope and Lethan from school, she would go do a Costco run.
Hmm. Oh.
So she got some Costco dogs. Hope gets out of class first, apparently, eats her hot dog, says she's still hungry, so she eats Bryson's hot dog.
No chance.
Yeah. First of all, that's so insane.
That is so wrong.
To do that?
Costco hot dogs?
I cannot be that hungry.
To have two Costco dogs for one, and also to steal somebody's to steal their Costco dog?
Steal someone else's dog.
That's evil.
That is really evil.
So Linda feels bad. They run to 7-Eleven real quick before Bryson's out of class, get a hot dog from 7-Eleven, and wrap it back up in the foil from a Costco dog. Bryson eats it, never says a thing. Doesn't even recognize that it's not a Costco
Costco's
dog.
Costco's really gone downhill.
Yeah.
Oh,
to be able to be mixed
two
in with a
Costco
7-11.
Hot dogs is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
Isn't that wicked?
Yeah, that's one thing if you had two.
It wasn't like, oh, I got two. I got to eat them.
Yeah.
But it's like, this one's for someone else. I'm going to eat it.
What?
I don't think I've ever been that hungry.
To eat somebody else's Costco dog?
After
that's
I just
so messed
finished
up.
One?
I could never.
Mad respect, Hope.
Yeah, mad disrespect.
That's mad disrespect.
Yeah. Mariah got one the other day.
A Costco
that's
dog?
You made me think of it. And I was like, dang, no, I've been wanting one ever since.
They have them at Sam's Club.
But she didn't finish hers. And I was like, you're not saving that for later, are you?
Was she?
You used to do that.
I think so.
You probably did used to do that.
100%.
No, I didn't.
You would cut it in half.
You always cut it in half. I just ate that thing.
I didn't finish it usually.
And eat it later?
I was also like 8.
I would always finish it.
It would be so bad later.
Yeah, I wouldn't finish it, but I wouldn't reheat it for later.
Costco dog was not bad.
I didn't even reheat it sometimes. I just cracked it open. I didn't wait like a day.
Cold is
fine. A little bit damp.
Maybe it is good.
From the steam?
Yeah.
I shouldn't judge until I try.
I don't know if you're... I screenshot it. I don't know if I sent it to you.
Nope.
Probably not. But it's just a funny thing. I'll send it to you later and you can insert it maybe in the video. But
insert it right...
here. Right Parker near. And Christian came to the church to work on some sound stuff. You know, Christian had just gotten back from Florida. And I just thought it was really funny. Mom's comment on your B-reel. Your picture was just you and Christian backstage by the soundboard. And mom's comment says,
bro is
back.
I thought you had mom's phone. Like, no, 100%.
My mom just says, bro is back.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
Mom, I was literally back. Cool like that, actually.
I thought it was like you that commented on it.
No, I saw that.
It was my own mother.
Wow.
Oregon Ducks are in the Pac-12 champions.
Yeah, that came out
for basketball. What the heck?
Wasn't supposed
to be. Out of left field.
Out of absolute left field. Out of left wing, because it's basketball.
Mm-hmm. Out of three-pointer range. Mm-hmm.
More right wing. Right wing is more strange to hit it to.
I didn't even think about that.
Right field. That's baseball, Gavin.
I know. But still, you said left field as a reference.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah, came out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
But it came out of left field.
I was way out of left field. What is that from? Baseball?
Yeah, but what does it mean?
But what does way out of left field mean?
Came out of left field.
I never expect anything to come out of left field.
Yeah, I never expect anything to come out of any field.
Yeah.
Left, right, or
center. The field to our left. Zombies
left, right,
rising.
Or center field.
Uh-huh. I had this thought recently because, you know, we're doing the no sugar thing, but apparently not today because shamrock shake, it's St. Patrick's Day.
You just said you've had like four shamrock shakes in the past week.
No, I said three in the last two. Also, you've been gone.
No,
so
vacation.
I'll bet
vacation rules.
Vacation rules.
Vacation rules, dude. Vacation I love rules. Vacation.
But
is Mariah in town count as vacation?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, dude. I'm not going to be like, oh, look at Longview. There's no sweets here. Let's not eat any sweets.
Literally. That's not a Parker thing to do.
That is not.
Parker's going to be like, oh, there's crumble cookie here and Andy's ice cream here.
I've never been to the crumble
and McDonald's here. And Dairy Queen. We have to go.
Guys.
Dairy Queen?
I've been to Dairy Queen joke. Once. That's not true.
We all went together.
Just went a week. Really? Parker was.
Literally. I started doing something and then I regretted it.
You're like, wait,
it.
I take that. And wait, then that's actually worse. People, AHA, you know, AHA's gone because we disowned them, and then they got shut down because they were failing Coca-Cola. But sparkling water people, you could compare them to people who like to drink sparkling water fiends.
Okay.
Are like alcoholics.
Interesting. But okay. With sparkling water.
but with sparkling water. So you're not... with alcohol, people are like, oh, this makes... People drink it because like, it makes me feel good, which I don't drink.
Sparkling water drinkers are like gambling addicts, but for sparkling water.
For sparkling water.
There you go. They're like, oh, it's so good. It's an acquired taste, just like alcohol. It's
just like gambling.
Just like gambling. It's an acquired taste. You have to learn to love it. It's like, really? If I don't like it in the first place, why am I going to... try and force myself. Oh, I love sparkling water.
You don't love it so much more.
No,
later.
I don't love sparkling water. You love sparkling water?
Do.
What is wrong with you?
I love it. I can't help it.
What, the flavor? Oh, tell me the flavor.
What,
so
the
good.
Flavor?
I like just the bubbles.
Did you like it right away?
I don't think so.
I know.
Because I was so little and all I'd ever had is soda. Like
bubbles
sweet sugary.
It took time.
I went to Chipotle the other day.
Sparkling
and I
water.
Got some regular unscented sparkling water.
With no bubbles.
Unscented?
Yeah,
it is pretty much
just carbonated.
It's not really like the you go to the 7-Up machine instead of pressing the 7-Up, you press the.
Sometimes
soda
I just
button.
Get a club soda with lime.
I didn't even put no lime in there, just straight up. Plain sparkling water is good.
It's good,
it's
dude.
Not.
Yes, it is.
It's like water,
plain
but more fun.
Water. You know what? You know what? Actually, it's bad for
went
your
to
teeth.
This, dang.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but it's
Italian
not bad
restaurant,
teeth.
And they had San Pellegrino.
Air is bad for your teeth.
Yeah,
it's just water and air, Gavin.
No, there's other stuff in it.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
You can look at the ingredients list. There's none of it.
Water.
Water. Air. Fire.
Why is it bad for my teeth? It's not, like, sugary.
There's no chance.
Bad for your enamel.
They say like drinking out of a can is bad for your teeth. Maybe that's what they're saying. I drink it out of a
glass bottle.
Carbonated
water and natural flavor.
Look it up. Look it up. Bad for your teeth. Sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
I don't believe you.
Bad for... I'm not going to believe any propaganda. Take the fluoride because you're drinking sparkling water.
I don't take fluoride.
You do?
I don't.
I used to.
We used to have to as little kids.
Yeah.
Overall, drinking small amounts of unsweetened sparkling water is healthy for your body. Oh, I'm not drinking small amounts. It appears to be mostly harmless to your bones and teeth. Carbonated water does have the potential of contributing to tooth erosion. Yeah, right. That's garbage. Anytime they use those kind of words, it has the potential of contributing to...
Yeah.
So does everything has potential of causing cancer.
It potentially could contribute to teeth erosion.
Yeah, like a modest amount of seltzer water daily should be safe for most people, but excess consumption can lead to side effects like bloating and excess gas.
That's everybody.
Yeah, that's just like the gas from the...
Bubbles.
Bubbles from the bubs.
And it says, seltzer water can be a fun way to add variety to your hydration routine.
Such a fun way to add variety.
Fun
to
my
way.
Hydration. My hydration routine. That's such a funny way to say, like, just drinking water. Like, water.
Gotta stay hydrated, so it's called your drinking routine.
Hydration routine.
Hydration routine.
Yeah.
What's your hydration routine? I don't know. Drink.
According to available research, sparkling water is generally fine for your teeth.
Generally.
Generally fine. I think it would say anything is generally fine for your teeth.
That's not true. Metal? You think metal is generally fine?
For an average healthy person, I'm not average or healthy. I'm above average and incredibly healthy.
Extremely healthy.
Mm-hmm. I'm so healthy.
This is just so fun.
That's it. Different recording location.
Yeah.
I love like it. I like this.
You like that wire?
I love
that.
The TV.
What wire?
I need a mic stand again.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can have free hands.
Yeah, that's true. You need it. I don't really need it. I like this.
No. I prefer that. I prefer this.
Do you guys really want me to build a studio?
Us, Gavin.
We need us to build a studio.
You want us to build a studio?
No. I don't. This you throw out the air conditioning thing and it's going to get hot in there.
We're going to put an air conditioner.
Oh, okay. Put an air conditioner.
Then yes.
Sure.
We could put a sauna in there. An ice bath.
Carpet. One person's in the ice bath.
What's the floor? What's the floor going to be?
Whatever we want.
Carpet.
Sure.
Rugs.
Can the walls be carpet also?
Yeah. Can we do rugs on the walls?
Sure.
Yes.
Really help with sound dampening.
Mm-hmm. We're probably going to want to vacuum it a lot because it'll get dusty.
No. Why would it get dusty?
Vacuum the walls.
Vacuum the ceiling and the walls.
You want me to do carpet everywhere?
No, we go down to Ollie's, get some of those oriental rugs.
We could do it. It might get kind of moldy.
Ew, why?
From the humidity.
No, just damp rugs on the walls. Don't lean up against the walls.
Do not touch the walls.
On the floor.
It has to be cold in there all the time then. I can put a dehumidifier.
Yeah, there we go.
Then we'd have to buy one.
Don't want to have to do that.
Yeah.
Dehumidifier.
We used to have humidifiers. You remember
humidifiers.
That?
Humidifiers. That's a weird way that you said that, I feel like.
Humidifiers.
Humidifiers. Yeah, I remember both of them. In Eastern Oregon and Christmas Valley, we had a humidifier. Because the air was so dry.
Oh, dude, that was such a fun trip.
That was such a fun trip. Parker wasn't there. It was so funny. I kept thinking, oh, Parker's not here, and I would just laugh.
Parker's not here. That's when we had my truck. And we were doing donuts.
I love that truck.
Spinning some cookies.
I still don't remember your 4-door white Jeep that you claim you had. Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't remember it either.
I had it from May to November, so not very long.
6 sound system though, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's so sick.
A 4-door white Jeep?
That sounds familiar. I remember JJ's that we drove snowboarding.
Yeah.
Was it,
I rode in JJ's a couple times.
We took mine snowboarding one time.
Okay, yeah, I do remember yours then.
Sounds
dude, that was really nice.
That was sick.
Why did you sell that?
Because we're moving here.
That's true.
You need a Jeep in Texas.
Yeah.
There's no place to take it off-roading.
You need to get a fast car in Texas.
Yeah. Hannah and I are going to start saving up for another Jeep.
Wow. All right. Thanks for listening,
we're just
going to
put money away monthly.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about savings.
See you guys next week.
Do taxes.
Yeah. Oh, I need to.
It's time.
You know what? It's time.
All right.
Peace.